prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. It's Wednesday, which means the first segment of the show will be dedicated to science for humans when we talk about another one of the B vitamins. And naturally, since we talked about B1 and B2, B3, niacin, is next in line with my co-host, Dr. Jeff Galini. Then we're going to talk about something that everybody needs to know about. Breaking research, not here in the United States, ironically. Tylenol during pregnancy is a risk for male babies. You're going to want to hear that if you are planning on having children or know someone who is pregnant now. And then the anti-aging dynamic duo resveratrol plus curcumin. Magic happens when these two are combined. We'll be talking about those later in the show. But first, I must play my guests, my co-host's music, because I always get that wrong. Here we go.
This is Science for Humans with Dr. Jeff Galini.
I got it. How do you like that?
I like it. Nice.
I got to give a shout out today, okay? And I want to do it with you on the air too because you're big into family. So 26 years ago today, I was a younger man in the delivery room at Sunrise Hospital on Maryland Parkway in Las Vegas, Nevada, delivering my first child, Taylor Ariana Lenore. Today is her birthday 26 years ago. How do you like that one?
Wow. Happy birthday.
Yeah. Big day. Big day. Made me a dad. She made me a dad. She was my first child. So there you go. Happy birthday, Taylor.
That's awesome.
So, anything you want to talk about before we start talking about vitamin B3?
You know, I guess I'm just, you know, really thrilled with the response that we've had from the show with, you know, emails, and I even got a phone call from a gentleman. So, it's nice to know that people appreciate the information that we give. And, you know, as always, if you have any suggestions or there's questions or things you'd like us to talk about, let us know.
Yeah, there's a banner on superhumanradio.com down at the bottom right-hand corner with a great picture of Dr. Jeff on it. It says, ask the scientist. You click that and you can submit your questions and it goes right to him. And no question. As you can see, we're talking about things that most people within the physical culture, nutritional community just assume everybody knows about, right? The simplest of vitamins. But the reality is that most people don't realize that some of the information about these vitamins could actually change your life and change the outcome of your health.
Well, exactly. And that's why, you know, I thought it was important to really go back to the basics, the fundamentals. You know, a lot of times in nutrition or food, you know, we spend so much time talking about the latest, greatest, the newest, the sexiest product, and we forget about the basics. You know, so many people buy something because they heard it on Dr. Phil. And then next week he talks about something else and that goes in the trash and it's kind of like a revolving door.
Right.
Where really, like anything, especially being an athlete, you know, fundamentals, the basics, are the foundation to health. So that's why I think it's very important as we are discussing these bees.
It's funny you say that because last week the team and I decided that we were going to start going back and revisiting research that we talked about years ago. Getting the author back on the show and going, now let's look back. You know, were we right? Were we wrong? Because the truth has no expiration date. And we are so quick to look for the science du jour that we forget to keep doing the things that we already know that works.
Well, and that's what becomes the problem a lot of times is, you know, we will learn something and it works, but then we'll hear some slick ad or some research that indicates we need to do something completely different. And again, there's nothing wrong with trying new things, but my goodness, you know, the basics, the way our human body is built, there are things that are essential. There's a reason why amino acids are called essential And there's a reason why our bodies don't produce these vitamins. You know, we need to get them in on a daily basis. That's just kind of how it works. You know, you wouldn't quit putting oil in your car because you heard some new ad about, some car wax. You got to keep with the basics.
So what is vitamin B3?
So B3 is kind of, most people probably don't know it as B3. They would know it more as niacin or nicotinic acid. But I'll tell you, Carl, this is probably one of the most important B vitamins to our body of all of them. It's part of more than 50 metabolic processes within our body. But essentially, it's a B vitamin. It's water soluble, which means you have to take it in. Our body doesn't produce it. As I said, it's also known as nicotinic acid. And it was first discovered as an oxidation product of nicotine. And thus, that's kind of where the name niacin came from, or nicotinic acid. But kind of a few really important things is that niacin, via its metabolites, are involved in a wide range of biological processes, which include the production of energy, the synthesis of fatty acids, cholesterol, steroids, single transductions, the regulation of gene expression, and the maintenance of the genomic integrity. I mean, so it's very, very important, all the things that it's involved in. I mean, 50 different processes. Isn't that amazing that, you know, one vitamin does so many things or is involved with so many things?
Well, and interestingly enough, because, you know, I always have to throw this in there because there's some people in the audience that if it doesn't do something for performance, they're not interested. It's an amazing ergogenic as well. In fact, it was originally supposed to be in the original Gatorade blend. Dr. Lewis Heiser, who was on the team of scientists that worked on the original Gatorade back in Florida, lives here in Louisville, and we talked about this. He said they had intended to keep niacin in it for three reasons. Number one, it keeps platelets from aggregating. It keeps the blood moving faster, more slippery. It's kind of like Slick 50 for blood, since you talked about oil a second ago. The other thing is it plays a large role in energy production. But more importantly, it causes a shift of substrate utilization because of the availability of fatty acids. We know that it plays a role in lipid metabolism, as you just said a moment ago. It causes a rise in growth hormone during exercise by suppressing the release of fatty acids into the bloodstream.
Yeah, it's very interesting. And, you know, I think a lot of people who have tried it, you know, niacin gets a bad rap because of the flush. I can't tell you how many people who have tried niacin and thought they were dying.
Yeah, right, I know.
I mean, you know, remember the first time you tried it?
Yeah, you get itchy as hell.
Yeah, I remember going into the gym, and I was probably in my early 20s, and somebody told me about niacin, and I think they gave me like 1,000 milligrams or something. I mean, and all of a sudden, I mean, you know, I'm just red, I'm flushing, thought I was dying, and, you know, they're all laughing and said, oh, go take a drink of water. And, of course, you know, water will neutralize that. But I think that's one of the things that people get nervous is because of that. But, you know, that flush, what actually is causing is the capillaries are expanding and they're basically growing. They're getting bigger. You know, more blood is being brought through those capillaries. And our capillaries are where toxins are got rid of through the body, you know. So it's very important.
Yeah, yeah. And talk about the this is an important discussion too. So when we talk about niacin, we're talking about nicotinic acid or niacinamide. We are not talking about the potassium salt of niacin, which is called flush-free niacin. We've done shows on the niacin. Is the gold standard for cholesterol management that all statin drugs are compared to. Think about that for a second. All statin drugs aspire to lower LDL while raising HDL. Niacin does that, but it's not the flush-free niacin. If it doesn't cause a flush, it doesn't have the benefits to blood lipids.
Absolutely. The nicotinic acid is the pure niacin form. The niacinamide, which essentially doesn't cause much flushing, no, it doesn't work on cholesterol and energy. and neither does the non-flushing like the inositol hexaphosphate. You know, they're all important agents, but when we're talking about niacin, we are talking about nicotinic acid. So we're going to kind of discredit the other breakoff forms because those are important, but those aren't one of the main B vitamins. And you were talking about the drugs. You probably know that niacin is a prescription. You know, it's kind of the basis behind a lot of the anti-hyperlipidemic agents, which are used for lowering cholesterol. Kind of crazy that, you know, you go to the doctor to get a prescription for niacin when you can go buy it from the health food store.
Well, and the other thing is, since you've invoked that discussion, the niacin that doctors generally prescribe is not as good for you as the niacin you can buy at your local grocery store. And the reason for that is because the niacin that is by prescription is extended release niacin that is modified and is actually toxic to the liver. Where you could just buy, you can buy extended release niacin at the grocery store that is created in such a way that it just breaks down slower in the body. And so it has the same effect. But I want to say it's called Niaspan. The stuff that doctors prescribe as Niaspan, it's toxic to the liver. Why take that?
Well, it's like anything. I mean, you know, without getting onto a whole big pharma, you know, they've always wanted to get into dietary supplement range. I mean, we could go on for hours on that. I think we had a conversation one time. I mean, we're the experts in this field. I'm sorry, guys. You know, you guys do a great job at drugs, but, you know, this is what we do. We probably would do a terrible job if we tried to release drugs.
Yeah, right. Because we're too altruistic. You know. We would end up giving things away. But the reality is that the niacin that we're talking about, you can buy at your grocery store for pennies and it will give you all of these different benefits. How about we go ahead and take our break early and, come back and we start talking about deficiencies and, sources of niacin and all that sort of good stuff.
Sounds good.
Okay. So we're going to take one quick commercial break. You're listening to Science for Humans with Dr. Jeff Galini and myself, Carl Lenore. We'll be right back.
Have you tried Carbaline yet? It's what the pros use. At EFX Sports, we know athletes and we know what it takes to safely fuel their performance. That's why we created Carbaline, the ultimate formulated to win carbohydrate drink. Whether you want to quickly carb load before a big competition or you want to recover faster after a workout, Carbaline is the answer. Carbaline is sugar-free, gluten-free, and caffeine-free. Best of all, you can try Carbaline right now absolutely free. Just head over to GetCarbaline.com and sign up to receive a free sample of this amazing carbohydrate formula. Once again, that's GetCarbaline.com. GetCarbaline.com.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to Primal-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic raw EVOO for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back to Science for Humans. We're talking about vitamin B3, niacin, real niacin, with my co-host, Dr. Jeff Galini. So let's talk about some of the signs of deficiency, because some of them, like most B vitamins, are very, very obvious, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And niacin is one of those that if you do experience these symptoms, it's a serious sign. You know, like I said, you know, more than 50 metabolic processes require niacin. The good news is that, you know, in developed countries, we usually eat enough of the foods that contain niacin, but here's some of the symptoms. The first one is skin signs. You will actually get lesions that will start appearing on your body. Obviously, those could come from other things, but if you start to get lesions and swelling and sores, that is a niacin deficiency. Another one is mucous membrane symptoms, where your mucous membranes of your mouth.
Yeah, try saying it 3 times fast.
Yeah,
mucous, no. mucous membrane. Beetlejuice.
Yeah, no kidding. Anyhow, we'll start to protrude out. You know, you'll get edema of the tongue, increased salivation, pain in the mouth. Sometimes you can get these ulcerations on your cheek, within the lower lip, under the tongue. So anything that happens around that mouth area, you know, where you're getting sores and things, that could be a deficiency of niacin. Lots of gastrointestinal symptoms, constipation, diarrhea, nausea, vomiting, abdominal discomfort, all, again, signs of niacin deficiency. Even if you find blood in the stool, those are usually from some type of ulceration that, again, could be from a niacin deficiency. And then you got a whole array of central nervous system problems. Everything from paranoia to confusion to depression, impaired consciousness. So just an array of deficiencies.
And that pellagra is nasty. I mean, people's skin get like covered in almost scaly, dead skin all over their body, right? I mean, it's
It is. Yeah,
but we don't see pellagra anymore because, like you said, in today's culture, even in areas of the world where they don't get a lot of food, there is enough niacin in most things today to keep you from developing frank diseases like that, right?
Yeah, and especially, you know, in America, we eat meat, you know, whether it be fish, chicken, beef, and those are some of your highest sources of niacin. So, you know, any fish, lots of niacin, chicken, turkey, you know, so a lot of people get their niacin fix probably at Thanksgiving and probably lasts for the whole year, you know. Pork, and then if you eat liver, you know, livers are high in niacin, peanuts, and then things such as mushrooms, green peas, sunflower seeds, and avocados.
Now, how much niacin do you need to stave off? Because this is the discussion that we get into, you and I, a lot when we talk about these things, right? There's the minimal dose that you need just to exist, and then there are doses that seem to allow people to thrive. So what's the smallest amount of niacin you need to get in your daily intake just to not develop diseases related to niacin deficiency, do you think?
I think this is one where the percent daily value actually is accurate. A lot of the other ones, I don't think they're very accurate. But for niacin, I think it's accurate, which is about 20 milligrams per day. Just in 100 grams of fish, which is, you know, 4.5 ounces, you get over the percent daily value.
Excellent.
So I think it's pretty easy for most people to not be deficient. That's why you don't see a lot of these serious signs. But, you know, now we talk about, you know, people who are vegetarians. You know, again, nothing against, you know, being a vegetarian, but this is where, you know, when we start going on fad diets or we start limiting, you know, a healthy nutrition plan, this is where we really get into a lot of deficiencies. Or I can't tell you how many people I talk to that they only eat one meal a day. I mean, you know, they just get too busy. I mean, it's important to eat.
Right, right. Let's talk about performance now for a second. So niacin is like a lot of the B vitamins. It's water soluble, which means that it's in your body for maybe hours after you consume it. Is that right?
Yeah, it's probably in and out within an hour or two, you know.
Okay. So if you were going to use niacin, let me tell you what I do, and then you tell me if I'm crazy. I got a closeout. Sundowner had 1,000 milligram niacin tablet that is supposed to be time released. It's got a special coating on it that just makes it break down slower in your body. It's not the one that the doctors prescribed that's modified, so it has liver enzyme issues. I chew half of it and swallow the other half whole, and I usually get to the gym in the morning and I am slightly flushed. I have a little redness in my face, and the truth is, if I do that 3 days in a row, I don't get flush anymore, because it has an effect on prostaglandins, which, by the way, if you have seasonal allergies, you may want to experiment with taking niacin as a supplement, because it seems to do something to prostaglandins and depletes them, so you don't get allergic reactions as frequently, but that's another issue. I take it right before I go to the gym, and I definitely feel like I can train harder. I feel like my heart can pump harder. But should I be taking it post-workout too, you think? Or is there enough niacin in that dose that it's going to carry me through the rest of the day, since it's water-soluble and it's gone?
Well, because you take half of that tablet and you swallow it whole, you are going to get some time release. If it's coated, usually it's some type of an enteric coating.
Yes.
That will break down in the intestines, so it basically bypasses the stomach. So I think, yeah, that's a good dose. But if you've never tried niacin, don't do what Carl did. Find like 25 milligrams.
Yeah.
And probably cut that in half, because the first time you take it, it's like anything, you know, that flush is a little scary.
You know, so here's the funny story. So this is probably like 8-9 years ago when Dr. Lewis Heiser told me the story about Gatorade and niacin. The research they did in Florida was 200 milligrams of niacin every 15 minutes, and they monitored intra-workout blood levels of growth hormone. So I thought, oh, I'll try that. So the first day I show up at the gym, I take 200 milligrams of niacin, and I looked like a lobster. I looked and then I had to take it every 15 minutes. It drove me crazy. I couldn't do it. But again, if you take niacin with regularity, that flushing seems to dissipate, right?
It does. Your body kind of adapts to it. It's not like something brand new. So, you know, the first several times. But again, if you haven't used niacin, and you haven't used any B vitamins, you know, as we talked about a few weeks ago, shotgun theory, you know, multivitamin,
yes,
VitaDrive, where you get a little bit of everything. If you are on that and you want to, increase your niacin, then start out with a lower dose, you know, 25 to 50 milligrams, and then work your way up. You know, if you can get up to 500 milligrams, you know, before a workout, again, you're going to have more blood flowing. You're going to feel better. You're going to get better pumps. You know, remember that niacin is essential for the conversion of proteins, fats, and carbohydrates into usable energy. So very important for that. So by taking it beforehand, again, the more energy you have for exercise, the better.
Let's plug that VitaDrive offer. Is that still good?
You know what? Why not?
Dr. Jeff just spontaneously did this, I think, on the last show. And we've been promoting it on Super Radio now for some time. But VitaDrive is a multivitamin that is designed for hardworking athletes, and it's $16 off if you use the coupon code DRJEFF, Dr. Jeff. You get it for $5.95 plus shipping. It's ridiculously cheap. So check it out. Go to All American EFX. Go to any of the banner ads on Super Radio. That'll take you to the All American EFX website. And then just search for VitaDrive, VitaDrive. Use the coupon code DRJEFF and get it for $5.95. Try it yourself. Then you don't have to worry about what B vitamins you should be taking. It's all in there.
And again, it's really complex as we are going through this month, all these different B vitamins, you know, for you to go out there and to buy all these individual. That's why I put this product together, was to make it easy for people. It's already in the right ratios that most people need. I call it the shotgun theory, because maybe you aren't deficient in B6. It's in there. It's not going to hurt you to have a little bit of extra. And, you know, as Carl said, it was just kind of a top of the whim. I got a whole warehouse full of this stuff. And, you know, again, I think you'll enjoy it. It's my favorite product. I developed this product over 20 years ago and have not changed the formulation. So how about that?
Yeah. And you know what? This is a foundational supplement. You build on this. And, you know, multivitamins, the reality is that there were studies done on multivitamins not too long ago that were saying that they're worthless. They're not worthless. You can't just stop there. You can't just expect to take a multivitamin and think, oh, I'm covered, and have a crappy lifestyle and a crappy diet. But you take a multivitamin as a jumping off point, and then you add the things in that you think you need for your specific lifestyle. And if you're a hard training athlete, you need more of everything that the average person has.
Absolutely. And the whole concept behind this show is, you know, teaching lifestyle changes. You know, there is no magic anything. You know, it all comes down to changing your lifestyle through nutrition, training, supplementation.
Yeah. Dr. Jeff, as always, thank you so much for a great show on vitamin B3, niacin, and hopefully people will start adding it to their intake.
Well, thank you, Carl. Have a good day.
See you next week.
Bye-bye.
All right, so there you have it. Go to superhumanradio.com and check out any of the All American EFX Sports banner ads, and you will be able to go to the website and order VitaDrive yourself. We're going to take one quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about something very serious, and that is pregnant women taking Tylenol, acetaminophen. Doctors recommend it to pregnant women to cope with any type of pain. This could be a huge mistake, and we're going to talk about why. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Tried Carbolin yet? It's what the pros use. At EFX Sports, we know athletes, and we know what it takes to safely fuel their performance. That's why we created Carbolin, the ultimate formulated to win carbohydrate drink. Whether you want to quickly carb load before a big competition, or you want to recover faster after a workout, Carbolin is the answer. Carbolin is sugar-free, gluten-free, and caffeine-free. Best of all, you can try Carbolin right now absolutely free. Just head over to GetCarbolin.com and sign up to receive a free sample of this amazing carbohydrate formula. Once again, that's GetCarbolin.com. GetCarbolin.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating. But you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksCubic.com right now.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. I'm holding in my hand a brochure from the Orange Coast Women's Medical Group. It's called the Maternity Handbook. Simple answers to common questions during pregnancy. About midway in, there is a couple paragraphs about pain. You know, pregnant moms will have a variety of pain issues, sometimes because the baby is laying against their spine, sometimes because of bearing the weight. And the go-to solution is for the mom to take Tylenol. It says right here, Tylenol. Tylenol, which is also known as acetaminophen. So is that good advice to be giving moms while there is a fetus in there forming into a small human being? Is Tylenol completely safe, acetaminophen, that we should tell moms that, hey, there's no risk, don't worry about it, take it? We're going to be talking about that now with my next guest. That is Dr. Rod Mitchell. How you doing, Dr. Mitchell?
Hi, how you doing?
So your group just published a paper, and quite frankly, a cursory review of the paper shows that there is some pushback, and rightfully so, because Tylenol is billions of dollars a year, or at least acetaminophen is. So we're really talking about something that's widespread use. So let's talk about what questions were you trying to answer in this study? What prompted you to look at this?
Well, firstly, before I start, I should say that I may slip into calling Tylenol or acetaminophen paracetamol, because in the UK we refer to it as paracetamol. So I apologize if I do.
No. Don't apologize. We have a lot of listeners in the UK, so they'll appreciate.
Who will
that.
Be familiar with yeah. that?
Yes, yeah. yes, yeah. yes.
So essentially, the study came about because there was some epidemiological evidence which suggested there was an association between the use of analgesics, which included paracetamol, and potential reproductive disorders in the male offspring. And particularly, the studies that have been out have looked at cryptorchidism or undescended testes. So there was this association, but of course, with any association study, it's not proof of cause and effect. So we have a system that we use in our research to look at the effects of pharmaceuticals and different chemicals on the developing testis. And so we just thought, well, we would now actually look specifically with paracetamol and say, if we directly expose the human testis to paracetamol, does it actually have any effects?
Now, obviously, there are some challenges with this, because you can't use human fetuses and say, oh, look, we were right. All of them were born without testicles. I mean, because that's not how science works. So you have to start somewhere else, right?
Of course. So essentially, what we need to do is we need to work out what it is that could happen to the testis that might give rise to these future potential male reproductive abnormalities. And we know from studies in rodents, and also some of the studies that we've done using the human tissue, that it appears that it's a reduction in testosterone production during fetal life that can program you for these male reproductive disorders that can then present later in life. So we wanted to look and see whether the paracetamol could reduce the testosterone, which would then suggest that that's the link, or the potential link, between using analgesics and paracetamol particularly and these reproductive disorders.
So, describe the design of the study.
So, essentially what we have is a system whereby we can introduce testis tissue into a host animal. We do that in a host mouse, and then we can expose the mouse to the drug of choice, which in this case would be paracetamol, and then we can look at the effects of that exposure on the testis tissue that we've grafted in. So essentially, the mouse host acts as a bioincubator, or, if you like, mimics the pregnant mum, as opposed to just directly putting the paracetamol in a culture dish. So it's a more physiological approach to it.
Yeah, it's more of an in vivo instead of in vitro type of a study. So it should
absolutely
have greater gravity than just doing it in a petri dish. So what did you find out?
Yeah. So what we showed was that if you expose the testis to the normal doses of paracetamol that women would take during pregnancy for 7 days, then we see a significant reduction in testosterone. So we see about a 40% reduction in testosterone, so quite a large decrease. But if you do the same thing but only expose for a single day, you don't see that same reduction in testosterone. So it does appear that it's prolonged exposure to paracetamol that potentially might be reducing testosterone and may then have the long-term consequences.
So this is important. So if a mom has a headache one or two times during her pregnancy, or a pain, and she takes one dose of acetaminophen, the acute effects may not be anything important. But if she has chronic pain and she's being told by her physician to just go ahead and take acetaminophen, paracetamol or Tylenol, whatever brand name she's buying it under, regularly at the prescribed 4, 6, or 8 hour dosing schedules for days and even weeks, this is where we could see a problem.
So I think these, our studies would suggest that could result in this reduction in testosterone. But of course there are other things to consider as well. Not least that we don't know for certain that this 40% reduction in testosterone will definitely give you the subsequent effects. That's the first thing to say. And the second thing to say is that there is a balance to be had, because in women who have pain or temperature who require something to control that pain and temperature. The pain and temperature itself can also be potentially damaging.
Yes.
So I think it's not a situation where we say, okay, don't take paracetamol at all or don't take anything and suffer pain or temperature, because that can also be harmful. So it's a balance. It's always, always a balance.
Yeah, there's two. There's the lesser of two evils, so to speak. But is it fair to say that all analgesics would work this way? For instance, ginger, as well as white willow bark, have been shown to be very powerful analgesics. White willow bark does not affect fever, but ginger does. Would we expect to see this type of effect on testosterone in those analgesics, you think, as well?
I think that's an interesting question, because of course we've only looked at the moment. We've looked at paracetamol, and we've done some, begun to look at some of the other analgesics as well, although we don't have data that we can talk about with regards to the other analgesics. But in terms of talking about other potential, either medications or even natural products, of course, these things are not have not been looked at. So we don't have data or evidence to suggest that they may be either safe or harmful. And I think you have to certainly bear that in mind when you're deciding what to do about these things.
And obviously, pain is perhaps something that can be addressed in a variety of ways, where fever, not necessarily, and one is a greater threat. Fever could be a greater threat to the survival and health of the fetus than the pain the mother is experiencing during the pregnancy, correct?
Yeah, so, well, there's two aspects to that. The fever is certainly has been shown to be associated with developmental abnormalities in the fetus.
Right.
And that's been shown quite clearly. But pain, although pain per se might not be something that you would associate with harm to the baby, of course, anything that causes pain causes stress. And we know that if mother and or baby are stressed, that will obviously alter the hormonal profile in terms of the stress hormones, and that can also have a harmful effect as well. So I would consider that pain and temperature could potentially be harmful, and that they should be treated where possible. I think the key thing is to think when you're taking any medication, whether that be paracetamol, whether that be another analgesic, or even a natural product, always think about, do I absolutely need this? And is there any alternative that I know to be a better alternative?
And that's the important discussion I want to come back on, okay? Because in the monograph for the for acetaminophen, it's a class C risk for pregnant women to take, which means that risk cannot be completely excluded. And I want to talk about that, because I think if people come away from this discussion with better information to make a more informed decision, that alone could have a profound effect on a lot of newborn babies. We're going to take one quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned.
Something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest high protein potato chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex. It's finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise With Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
See, the thing about you that caught my eye is the same thing that makes me change.
Welcome back. We're talking to Dr. Rod Mitchell about a recent study that shows that taking acetaminophen, depending on what continent you live on, Tylenol, paracetamol, there's even other names for it, during pregnancy for what is considered prolonged periods, let's say a week, taking the regular doses 3 times a day that are prescribed on the over-the-counter bottle, can reduce testosterone production up to 45%. And this study was done in rodents, so it must be taken with that gravity. But nonetheless, that's where all research starts. You can't do this to pregnant women and go, oh, it worked. Your child's testicles are very small and didn't drop. And so we were right. Now take your kid home. You got to start somewhere. And this is considered a very well-done study by the standards of research. Am I incorrect? Did I embellish too much just now, Dr. Mitchell?
No, I think that's fine, although it probably is also important to point out that rather than being a study where we've looked at the effects of paracetamol directly in a rodent, in a mouse, what we're actually able to do with this study is we're actually able to expose the human tissue to the paracetamol. So we're not looking at effects on mouse tissue or rodent tissue. We're actually looking at the effects on the human tissue, which is essentially as close as you can get to directly giving mothers paracetamol and looking at the effects on the fetus, which, as you say, you would never do.
So with that being the case, there are a lot of physicians and a lot of moms out there who take Tylenol like they're drinking water. Oh, my doctor said it's safe. And the doctor never said it was safe. The doctor said this is the alternative if dealing with pain and fever. So informed consent is critical, but there's a big breakdown in informed consent because there is something called implied safety. Your doctor told you to take it, so you just think, well, my doctor wouldn't tell me to take something that isn't safe. And clearly, if nothing else, this research says, I should think about that before I turn to that. What do you think?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. That's the key point, really, I think, from this study, is that you should consider everything that you take during pregnancy, but not just pregnancy. You should consider everything that you take, whether you're pregnant or not, because all things that you take could potentially have benefits and risks. Paracetamol is no different. And I think you're right that the attitude towards paracetamol is often one of, this is a drug that can have no side effects and is perfectly, okay to take under any circumstances. But when you look in a little bit more detail and you look at the recommendations that are out there, and there are lots of places you can find recommendations, they will say, and we have lots in the UK, the NHS and NICE guidelines will say that if you're going to take paracetamol, you take it for the shortest possible time in the lowest effective dose. And that's really how we should approach how we tackle any medication.
I want to go a step further. So Elisa Profumo, who is the my co-host on the Friday show, and I have having discussions in the past month or so that I'd like to bring into this. So there's a good, we did a show a few months ago that showed that over-the-counter NSAIDs affect mood. They didn't say how, they just said they affect mood. And it could be that they affect sex steroid production even in the full-grown human male, and female for that matter. And a lot of the people who have pushed back on this research have cited that, well, we don't know what a 45% reduction in testosterone really means. Well, we do know this, that there is supposed to be an amount of testosterone produced in the environment of the forming male fetus. And this is how the brain wires for sex preference, and stick with that thought for a second, and how the genitalia form, size, shape, and potency of the testicles. And if we can agree on that, which the scientific community won't disagree with, then how can we say, well, we don't know what a 45% reduction in any reduction in testosterone from what should be quote unquote normal is not a good idea. And we're talking about the testes here. What's going on with the wiring of the brain when all of a sudden what is supposed to be the male sexual preferences are being designed in that second and third trimester, and all of a sudden we have a drop in testosterone, and then possibly an introduction of xenoestrogens and phytoestrogens from the environment and pollutants at the same time. What happens to the wiring of the brain?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a difficult question to answer, because you can't do the studies to directly be certain of the effect. And obviously, we haven't looked at anything to do with brain development.
No, of course not.
The effects of the reduction in testosterone. I think I agree to a certain extent with you that any effect that causes a reduction in something potentially is not a good idea. But we do know that you can have mild reductions in many parts of our body systems, and it will not result in a subsequent clinical effect. So it is still possible that 45% reduction, despite the fact that it sounds very dramatic, we don't know for certain that will cause these effects. And also, it's likely that all of these disorders are due to not just one event or incident, if you like, but may well be part of a whole course of events that are all contributing to it. So I think it's very difficult to then extrapolate from that.
The other thing that I have to say, and I'm not a scientist, so I don't have to tread the line of fair discourse. You do.
Yeah.
But the other thing that I would like to say is that while we're looking for clinical outcomes, well, this child is born without testes, we don't know what the outcome would have been had the child not had any interrupted testosterone production during the formation of the body. So it's kind of like people who say, well, you know, you never really get to use your fire insurance because if you never have a fire, you really don't know what it's like to use it. So you don't know what the real outcome is. We're trying to guess because science is looking for complete abnormalities, but there's a large range between complete abnormality and what could have been had there been nothing introduced. You know what I'm saying?
I think I get what you're saying. I think we're now starting to go into the realms really of normal variation as well.
Yes.
In that most things, most disorders, most clinical scenarios are a variation from normal. And at some point, they move from that variation in normal into abnormal or clinical abnormalities. But it's often a spectrum. So, and I agree with you. I think that to a certain extent, that may be what's happening. But what we have to bear in mind is that we are looking at disorders that have, or we're interested in disorders that have clinical effects that are important clinical effects, not necessarily being able to say, well, it does this cause a very mild reduction, which doesn't have a major clinical effect, but can reduce things slightly.
Yes.
So, I'm playing
devil's advocate. And the reason I'm playing devil's advocate is because you're on this side and I'm on this side, and I want the pendulum to be in the middle. So I have to push just as hard as you are. You're being fair and balanced, and I'm being a little far to the right or the left. But I'm doing it on purpose because I want people out there to think before they just take Tylenol or acetaminophen or paracetamol just willy-nilly like it's having a slice of toast. There's more going on, and so make sure that you're taking it because you absolutely, unabashedly have no choice but to take it, especially when you're pregnant.
Yeah, I think I would agree with that. I don't think anybody should ever take medications that they don't need. I think the other thing to bear in mind is if we come back to what I was saying earlier on, which is that pain and temperature do need to be controlled, and even if it's chronic pain and requires chronic use of some kind of medication. In those situations, then I would say that needs to be done in consultation with your doctor.
Yeah.
And that is a weighing up the risks and benefits because, you know, a reduction in testosterone and the potential for a reproductive disorder, as opposed to taking another medication which causes a lot of harm or not doing anything which can cause harm to the mother and baby. It is a weighing up the risks and benefits.
And I think that my last question was going to be, what do you hope people take away from this? But I think I'd like to change that and say, what do you hope clinicians take away from this?
I think clinicians are a key group to think about this, because I think what I wouldn't want clinicians to do is to sit there in consultation with a patient, with a pregnant woman, and say paracetamol is absolutely fine to take in any circumstances you like, don't worry about it, it's fine. But actually to say, think about, do you need to take it? What do you need to take it for? And if you're going to take it for the shortest possible time. So stop as soon as things are better and in the lowest effective dose. And, you know, I think even just for clinicians to be thinking about this the way they do with other medications would be a positive outcome.
And on that note, I have to thank you very much for making time to be on the show today.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Take care. That's really good advice right there, folks. And if you're a physician and you're telling your patient who's on the phone who's got terrible pain and she's pregnant, just tell her to take 2 Tylenol every 3 or 4 hours. Make sure you put the caveat in there. you know, you got to get off it as quickly as possible. Try not to use it for days at a time. And here's why. You know, it gets complicated to tell the truth, but you got to tell the truth to women who have little babies forming in their bodies. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the dynamic duo of anti-aging, resveratrol plus curcumin, where 1 + 1 = 1,000. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Have you tried Carbaline yet? It's what the pros use. At EFX Sports, we know athletes and we know what it takes to safely fuel their performance. That's why we created Carbaline, the ultimate formulated to win carbohydrate drink. Whether you want to quickly carb load before a big competition or you want to recover faster after a workout, Carbaline is the answer. Carbaline is sugar-free, gluten-free, and caffeine-free. Best of all, you can try Carbaline right now absolutely free. Just head over to GetCarbaline.com and sign up to receive a free sample of this amazing carbohydrate formula. Once again, that's GetCarbaline.com. GetCarbaline.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
So we're all looking for ways to age better, age disease-free, and even maybe help nudge that hand of time back just a little bit. What if I told you there's two supplements that should be paired together in order to maximize anti-aging effects? We've talked about one of them before, and we're going to recap that one. And then we're going to talk about the addition of a new one and why 1 + 1 = 1,000. My guest who's rejoining us, Dr. Hector Valenzuela. How you doing, Dr. Valenzuela?
Hi, Carl. How are you?
Good, good. So for those who missed the show on curcumin, let's talk about curcumin and then also about biocurcumin, which is the one that we promote on the air here.
Oh, yes. So curcumin is a plant derivative that was isolated many years ago, and curcumin has been shown to have anti-inflammatory effects, anti-cancer, antioxidant, wound healing, antimicrobial, you name it, in terms of promoting our health. So naturally, people who have curcumin in their diet tend to be a little bit healthier, fitter, and because of this, they live a little longer, right? We highly recommend curcumin to be taken then because of that reason. Because if you want to live longer, you have to protect yourself. You know, you want to stay as healthy as you can, and curcumin does exactly that.
Okay, so, now, but there's some challenges with curcumin. It's not very bioavailable. So it's not something where if you just took a curcumin capsule every day, you're covered. In fact, organizations like Sabinsa have strived to standardize the curcumoids, the three most important that they think are most important, but they don't know that that's all that's important about curcumin. And even to the point where companies have tried to find ways to deliver curcumin in a better fashion to get more of it into your bloodstream, right?
That's correct. So the problem is that you can find curcumin in a lot of, like I said, it's a plant derivative, so it's a natural compound. The problem is that this natural compound is found in minute amounts. And then on top of that, when the people consume this compound from, you know, say the plants or from just regular their diets, such small amount of it actually gets into your bloodstream because most of it gets digested and broken down. So very, very few molecules of curcumin actually get into your bloodstream, which is where they're supposed to go if they're going to circulate through your body to have an effect. So our product is, you know, it's been micronized, it's been treated. We have this treatment where we make it so that it becomes absorbed. It's more bioavailable, as you said. So it becomes absorbed into your bloodstream. And once it's into your bloodstream in higher amounts, it's able to have its effects that not only are better or stronger, but they also last longer. So that is our product.
Now, Metacurcumin is the product we're talking about. It's the product that Elisa and I take, and anybody who takes curcumin needs to be taking it because everything else is just a waste of money on top of the fact that it is so darn inexpensive to our audience. It's unbelievable. But with that being the case, I've gotten emails from people who've said, well, a single dose of metacurcumin is equivalent to taking 23 grams of the standard curcumin supplements out there and probably 2 to 3 times as much as the quote-unquote advanced delivery curcumins out there. And I'm not going to drop any names, but some of those have been used in studies on Alzheimer's disease, for instance. And so I've gotten emails from people saying, well, maybe those high doses of curcumin aren't a good idea. Well, when we talk about therapeutic effects of curcumin, that is what you need to see therapeutic effects. The research done on Alzheimer's disease and curcumin was using this new advanced curcumin, not this one we're talking about, metacurcumin, but one that metacurcumin is actually superior to. And they showed, like, when you get a lot of curcumin into the bloodstream, it has these effects on the brain. You need therapeutic doses in order to see the quote-unquote anti-aging effects, the effects where you are suppressing oncogenesis, cancer developments, where you're suppressing inflammation to a degree where it's actually going to have an effect on the body. You need therapeutic doses. Am I wrong about that, Dr. Valenzuela?
No, you're not. You're correct. Absolutely correct. So the idea is the following. You know, the fact that we have in our product, metacurcumin, that we're selling, we are not necessarily increasing the dosage of the metacurcumin. We are increasing the efficiency of the metacurcumin that's able to get into your bloodstream. And because of that, it's able to stay in your bloodstream a lot longer. And we can get, compared to those other products, we are able to get close to tenfold higher amount of curcumin absorption. And because of this, the effects, as we mentioned and have been very well established, are the following, you know, that you have better protection against Alzheimer's disease, you have better protection against microorganisms, you have better protection against inflammatory responses, and it's largely because the compound is just available to the cells for a longer period of time and makes it easier for them to absorb it and have its effect, its positive effects.
Should I be splitting my dose? So a single serving of metacurcumin is two gel caps. Should I be taking one at in the morning and one in the evening, or should I be taking both of them at the same time? Since if I want to maximize the amount of curcumin for the longest period of time under the curve in my bloodstream.
I believe that it would not, you know, splitting it up would be a good idea if you want to have that extended period of time of the curcumin being in your bloodstream. That would be great. Taking them both at the same time would create this larger peak, you know, and be more bioavailable into your bloodstream at a higher concentration. So either way, it's going to be good. I think it's going to depend on the individual. We do have some customers that like to do that, and, you know, take the two pills during the two different times of the day and just have it for a longer period of time in your bloodstream.
Now, do people notice curcumin's effect? Do you have people who say, look, I've been using curcumin for 3 weeks or a month or 2 months, and they start to notice the aches and pains go away? I mean, I don't want to talk about my own personal experience because that sounds skewed. What do you hear from the people that use the product?
Main thing would be people who have inflammatory responses, issues with inflammatory responses, you know, that they want to say, you know, like you said, they want to have their aches and pains go away, and they're usually caused by inflammation. So people who are taking in the curcumin, metacurcumin, are typically the ones who are concerned about those joint pains. And they do notice that the inflammation is alleviated and, you know, they feel great. And that's why they keep coming back for more.
So would you consider curcumin an analgesic or an anti-inflammatory? Is there a difference?
There is a difference. Analgesic would be more relieving the pain, but anti-inflammatory would be more repairing or dealing with the actual cause, the problem of the pain, right? So if it's anti-inflammatory, you're going to be promoting, you know, when you have an inflammation, you're promoting healing and health, but the problem is that when you have a strong inflammatory response and it's extended, it begins to cause damage to the tissues. So when it's anti-inflammation, you want to reduce that response so all the cells that are nearby will not get damaged. The repair takes place, but now you want inflammation to go down. So as we age, we naturally start to lose control of the inflammation response. So a lot of cells can trigger inflammation, and that's the beauty about curcumin is that it works in many, many aspects of inflammation, not just one. And that's why it's able to control inflammation at different cells, different tissues, and therefore all throughout your body and improve your health.
Okay, these questions I'm asking right now are from the previous interview I did because I just had a thought. Is curcumin an antipyretic? Does it have an effect on fever if someone has a fever?
That's a great question. And it does it will to some degree. It's not something that we would recommend to be using as a
fever,
you know,
reducer,
drug like you would,
right.
Know, like an aspirin or anything like that. It wouldn't substitute that. For that kind of treatment, you should consult your physician,
okay.
Right? But it will, it certainly will have an effect on inflammation, and if the inflammatory response is causing that higher temperature in the body to occur, it should have an effect. But
okay.
But we don't recommend using it as medicine.
Before we go into this break, we only have about a minute and a half. A lot of things that are have analgesic and or anti-inflammatory effects or affect the cyclooxygenase cascade also tend to be antithrombotic. They have a blood thinning effect. I've never asked this question before to anybody. Does curcumin help thin the blood a little bit?
It shouldn't thin it too much, but it probably will to some degree, because if it is going to improve your cardiovascular system, it will be able to do that. But it's not well known, to be honest.
Well, but that's good. Antithrombotic effect is something people need to look forward to, because many of the things that we do in our lifestyle today tends to increase platelet aggregation. We have lots of people who clot easily. They have clots when they don't want them. We also know now there's emerging research on blood viscosity and the damage to the heart. There are people out there who have aortic tears. They don't know why. They don't have any of the symptoms or the indicators that they would be, you know, their blood pressure is fine. All these things are fine. But because their blood is so thick, they tear the aorta and they don't understand what's going on. And it's because of the hemodynamic effects of the heart having to pump what is effectively gelatin instead of a liquid through the body. So anything that you can take that has a mild antithrombotic effect is actually beneficial to you. So that's why I just wanted to work that into the discussion, because these are undiscussed issues, potential benefits of taking a curcumin supplement. What we're going to do now is we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to roll into talking about something we talked about over the years. We're going to revisit resveratrol, and not just any resveratrol, but a resveratrol that is as efficient as the metacurcumin we're talking about now. And we're going to talk about the benefits of pairing them together as the anti-aging dynamic duo. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Hector Valenzuela. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use Superhuman Curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not, go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. You know, we're always talking about problems, and quite frankly, sometimes I feel like we talk about bad news just as often as we talk about good news. And today we're talking about some really good news. And that is that when you combine curcumin with resveratrol, it's a 1 plus 1 equals 1,000 type of an effect when you are looking at mitigating the effects of aging. We're talking with Dr. Hector Valenzuela. And we were just about to start talking about resveratrol, but I think, Dr. Yep. Valenzuela, you wanted to wrap up something we didn't cover on curcumin, right?
Yes, that's correct. I just wanted to add one point when you were talking about or asking about the platelet aggregation. I just wanted to say that curcumin does regulate a protein called COX-2,
yeah.
Which is a transcription factor. And I just wanted to add that since COX-2 is involved with prostaglandins synthesizing, in other words, it's involved with platelet aggregation, right? It induces platelet aggregation in your bloodstream.
Right.
If curcumin is regulating COX-2, then it will be regulating platelet aggregation and controlling the thinning or not in your bloodstream.
Yeah, so it's going to keep you from clotting easily. And we're not talking about if you cut yourself, you're going to bleed to death. We're talking about when your blood viscosity changes and it becomes too thick, it's because the red blood cells especially, they're sticking together. They get sticky. And you don't want these blood cells to be sticky. And so things that regulate prostaglandin production also have an a thrombotic effect, meaning that they keep these blood cells slippery. And
yes.
That's what you want. You want slippery blood cells. You want that.
Yes.
Okay.
You want to avoid the blockage in your blood vessels, right?
Yeah.
And you want to keep that blood pumping around. So,
okay.
So curcumin does, affect it. It's not a direct effect. It's, you know, but it's one of its various, targets.
So there you go. Score one more for curcumin. Okay. Now, resveratrol. We've heard a lot about resveratrol back when it was first discovered. Its effects on sirtuins, most notably SIRT1. We know that intermittent fasting or very, very, very low-calorie intakes, which have been shown to extend life, also increase sirtuin-1. This also has an effect on telomerase. But resveratrol does this without starving yourself, right?
That's correct. So the interesting point about resveratrol is that it was noted to be a caloric restriction mimetic. In other words, it was able to simulate the appearance that you were starving yourself, that you were undergoing these hunger strikes, while not actually doing it. So it would elevate the amount of proteins, and the key proteins that were carrying out this effect were the sirtuin family members. So it's been well established that people who cut their calories live longer. So the fact that it's very difficult to cut calories is very apparent. Made resveratrol such a desirable product because if we don't have to cut our calories yet to such degree, and resveratrol would simulate it, then it became very beneficial. And so the interest turned into the sirtuins, and in particular was one sirtuin, which is referred to as sirtuin 1, which was noted that if you elevated the amount of protein in, say, C. elegans, a worm, or in yeast, the amounts of maximum lifespan increased dramatically. For example, in yeast, you had 66% of maximum lifespan that would increase. In the worms, you had 15%. And we tested in various other organisms, in flies, 22% increase
but,
lifespan.
But Dr. Valenzuela, we are not yeast. We are not flies. You know, we're not worms. So what about us?
Exactly. So the next thing was that we started studying sirtuin 1 in mammals. And what we noticed is that there was really no major effect on it. However, I did mention that sirtuin is a family of proteins.
Yes.
And another family member, sirtuin 6, turned out to be a sirtuin that was affecting lifespan. So some studies were done in mammals where sirtuin 6 was elevated, and it caused a 15%, almost 16% increase in lifespan. So that was a dramatic effect on lifespan. And
wow! So that if the average lifespan of a if that translates to humans, and the average lifespan is, let's say, 70 years, this would add approximately 9 years to that life.
That's correct.
That's significant.
Yes, it is. And it, you know, so they started looking more into it, and you know, we want to find out the exact mechanism now. How is it that sirtuin 6 is actually carrying this out? And that's now a fairly hot area of research. But in addition to this, we found out that some other sirtuin members are also playing a role in modulating our health and also having an effect on our lifespan. So sirtuin 6 was the more dramatic one, and the other one that seems to be having some type of effect is sirtuin 3, which appears to be affecting the mitochondria, which is the powerhouse organelle that gives us our energy, right? And it's regulating the proteins in there so that the mitochondria is working far, far more efficiently, and therefore increasing our lifespan as well. But not only that, it's also leading to it helps avoid some diseases as well. So
which diseases, Dr. Valenzuela?
Insulin regulation, for example. So we know that we stop unregulated our insulin uptake and we start getting
let's talk about diabetes. There was a study done probably maybe 6 years ago or 7 years ago, where they took comparable doses of trans-resveratrol and metformin, which is the gold standard for glucose management, and the resveratrol outperformed the metformin in regulating and stabilizing blood sugar levels in individuals with type 2 diabetes.
That's correct. In addition to that, we found out that metformin may actually lead to longer lifespan as well, in some studies. So the regulation of how metformin is actually working may be extremely beneficial to us. And so the sirtuins may be working in a very similar fashion as metformin.
Well, and I can tell you, we talked about this in 2007. We did a show about how glucose signaling affects cellular senescence. And we know that when glucose signaling goes up, cells age faster and die off. So anything that's going to stabilize blood sugar levels is going to help prolong life just from on a cellular level. So this is really great stuff. I want to come back and just wrap it up on resveratrol, and then I want to talk about why, when you combine these two, they have such a profound symbiotic relationship. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhumancurcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin.
Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics, Progenidrex. If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back to Super Human Radio. We're talking about the dynamic duo of anti-aging. We're talking about curcumin and resveratrol. When combined, their synergistic effects are nothing short of amazing. So, before we get into more about resveratrol and its combination of with curcumin, does resveratrol have any type of bioavailability issues, or whatever you take gets into your bloodstream?
So, you know, basically like all compounds, you know, that you're consuming, there's going to be a little bit of bioavailability issues. And the same can be said about resveratrol. So like all plant extracts, you know, they need to be modified before they actually get consumed into your bloodstream. And resveratrol, it had also some of that issues, that we talked about curcumin before, where, you know, you consume it in large amounts, but not enough was getting into the bloodstream. So a lot of people were starting to question, you know, its effects, you know, like, is it really the resveratrol that's doing this? Especially since it gets modified as it gets absorbed into the bloodstream. So, or after it's in the bloodstream. So, there was a lot of questions about that. So we, started looking into, different ways of delivering resveratrol and seeing how we can increase the bioavailability of it. And one of the more popular ways of doing that was to micronize resveratrol.
Now, for people who don't know what micronized means, explain. I mean, you're taking this compound and reducing it to micron size, right?
Yes. So the idea is the following. You have these molecules. They're all naturally very small molecules, right? But the problem is that they aggregate. They stick to one another and they become these huge structures. And as a huge structure, it's very hard for the cells to actually absorb them into the bloodstream. So as they are going through the intestinal tract. So the idea of micronizing any molecule would be to make it and synthesize in such a way that the molecule stays single as a unit, and therefore it's in the micron, a billionth of its normal size. So it would be a very, very, very small particle, and therefore it's able to get into the bloodstream that much easier.
Okay, so once you micronize the resveratrol, that's not where you stop as far as advancing the delivery, right?
That's correct. So the problem is that once it's been micronized, okay, it's great, it's small, and it's, the ability of it getting absorbed into the bloodstream is that much easier. However, the problem is that these molecules, you know, if they're still in large amounts and they're one right next to each other, they slowly start to aggregate together once again. So what we've done is we have our micronized resveratrol, and we also add tween 80. And so what is tween 80? So tween 80 is it's a surfactant. It's a compound that is, you know, it's natural. It gets dissolved very easily, but it works kind of like soap does. You know, it surrounds the particle in such a way that it keeps the particles, the molecules themselves apart from one another, and it prevents them from aggregating. In other words, it keeps it in a micronized size, and therefore the cells are able to, you know, take them in, and we don't have to worry about them aggregating and therefore not being absorbed and becoming more bioavailable to our cells.
Now, tween 80 is actually something that is used within the food industry and the pharmaceutical industry as already. So it's not like you're taking some industrial solvent and mixing the resveratrol with it, right? I don't want people
That's
to misinterpret.
Correct.
When you start talking about soap and surfactants, they're like, oh, wait a minute, maybe I don't want this in my body.
Yes, that's correct. No, this is perfectly harmless. You find it in just about all types of foods. You find it in cosmetics. You know, it's basically its sole function is just to keep the structures from aggregating again, but it's completely harmless. It's easily absorbed into the body and ridden from our body, you know, as waste when necessary.
And the tween 80 name is actually the registered trademark of the manufacturer of it. That's where the name
yes.
is.
So it's polysorbate 80, I believe, is the other name that it goes by.
Right. And I like the name tween 80 because it keeps stuff from getting in. It stays in between, so to speak, the molecules.
Yes.
So, you know, so it keeps them separated. Okay. So when we take a therapeutic dose of curcumin and we take a therapeutic dose of resveratrol and we apply this for some period of time, what is the combined effects that we see that make these so important to the anti-aging community?
Okay, so both compounds have very similar ultimate targets. Okay, so for example, they're both anti-inflammatory. They're both antimicrobial and they're both anti-cancer. Okay. Here's the thing about all of those diseases is the following, is that they can be caused by multiple mechanisms. Okay. So there's multiple ways that somebody can get cancer, for example. There's multiple ways that you can trigger inflammation. And there's countless. Every single cell can activate inflammation if it's damaged, right? So, since there are multiple ways of causing that effect, then the idea of having multiple ways of treating them, it just makes sense, right? So if you combine resveratrol and curcumin, for example, to target a cell, they're going to target different aspects of that triggering mechanism that's leading to cancer or that triggering mechanism that's leading to inflammation. But by working together, by complementing, it doesn't allow the cells much of a leeway to escape that signal that has to be stopped, right? So by working together, they're not just stopping some of the cells, they're stopping them, you know, most of the time. So that means that the effects of combining them both, say, for example, if resveratrol was going to stop 3 or 2 inflammatory responses out of 10 or out of 100, then or 20, curcumin would be supplementing those other ones. So together they would be stopping, you know, 90% of the responses. So so working together, they is what we refer to as a synergistic effect, right? It's more than just adding one and one. It's adding one and one and getting 100,
right?
Or adding one and one, getting 1,000,
right? Right. You know? All right. So now let's talk about from the anti-aging standpoint. So we understand the benefits of resveratrol. We just discussed that sirtuin 6 and sirtuin 3 have been shown to increase lifespan of mammals, which is finally, you know, what we've been looking for.
Exactly, yes.
To prove the efficacy of resveratrol's effects. And now we know that resveratrol also helps to stabilize blood sugar levels, which we know stops cellular senescence from taking over. We know that effect. We know that curcumin reduces inflammation, which we know that inflammation causes an aging of the body as well. It breaks down tissue over time and so on. But they're both antioxidants, so they are powerful in that area. I mean, it seems to me that if someone were taking highly bioavailable curcumin, like metacurcumin, and highly bioavailable resveratrol, like the what I don't even know the name of the resveratrol product that you guys produce. Isn't that terrible?
The micronized resveratrol.
Yeah, micronized resveratrol. I thought there was a special name for it. I'm sorry. One would assume that this would have some sort of an effect that would be visible outwardly on the person who's taking it. Do you see that? Do you see that when people start taking these two together in combination, that at some period of time they go, wow, you know, not only do I feel better, but look at my skin? Or do you notice anything on the outside of the body?
For the most part, what we tend to notice is when people stop taking it.
When they stop taking it.
When they stop taking it, exactly. That's usually when we hear more comments, you know. Oh, I feel great, you know, I feel fine, you know. I'm able to do all the things that I normally do, but as soon as they stop taking it, then they start noticing it a little bit more sluggish, a little bit, you know, not as active, or, you know, that's when they really start noticing. And this is for individuals who are perfectly healthy. Obviously, for those individuals who are taking it because they want to, you know, stop some specific type of affliction, you know, like, oh, they're having some type of inflammatory response issues, then that's usually when, you know, they notice it as well. You know, when they start taking it, inflammation goes down. When they stop taking it, inflammation comes back, you know, and they really notice it.
But it is noticeable.
It is very noticeable.
I've been taking it continuously now for 3 months. And, you know, it's not that I can remark on anything. I do know I usually have a pretty bad muscle pain in general, and it's not nearly as bad as it used to be. I jokingly talk about it on the show. I say I reenact evolution every morning. I get up and I walk like a caveman until I get to the bathroom, and then I'm erect. But the truth is, I notice a dramatic difference in the pain in my lower back and glutes and hamstrings and quads, which is usually something I have soreness in there that's kind of chronic. I don't know whether it's something that I've done to myself or something that I've inherited. I know that on my father's side, they've talked about lots of my father's siblings who were fortunate enough to age, that didn't die young from cigarette smoking or drinking, developed problems with their legs as they got older. So I'm trying to hedge my bet and make sure that I don't develop that. And I can say with complete conviction that in the past 3 months, that pain has gone from, let's say, a 9 to a 3. And I really haven't done much more other than to add these supplements in. So I notice a difference, and I have a feeling that if I stop taking it, I probably start to notice that pain scale going back up again over a very short period of time. We're going to take our last commercial break. When we come back, we're going to be talking more about the dynamic duo of anti-aging and health, curcumin and resveratrol. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
If you take curcumin, curcumin you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support, to weight management, to nervous system support, to detox and cleansing, and more. Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizol, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizol works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest Bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Have you tried Carbolin yet? It's what the pros use. At EFX Sports, we know athletes and we know what it takes to safely fuel their performance. That's why we created Carbolin, the ultimate formulated to win carbohydrate drink. Whether you want to quickly carb load before a big competition or you want to recover faster after a workout, Carbolin is the answer. Carbolin is sugar-free, gluten-free, and caffeine-free. Best of all, you can try Carbolin right now absolutely free. Just head over to GetCarbolin.com and sign up to receive a free sample of this amazing carbohydrate formula. Once again, that's GetCarbolin.com. GetCarbolin.com.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. you're tuning in late, we've been talking to Dr. Hector Valenzuela about the combination of curcumin and resveratrol. One of our sponsors, Rev Genetics, makes the most advanced curcumin product in the world and, quite frankly, the most advanced resveratrol product in the world. Both of them highly bioavailable into the bloodstream and priced at the same price as the stuff out there that is really substandard, quite frankly. So there's really, this is a no-brainer. If you're going to take these two supplements, there's only one company to buy them from, and that's Rev Genetics. Rev Genetics has been invested in the anti-aging movement for almost as long as I've been on the air. I'm very familiar with Anthony Loria. Did I pronounce his name right? I've never spoken to him. I've only emailed him.
Loera, yeah.
Loera, okay. Yeah. And he has been working tirelessly for years to develop and promote the best of the best scientifically. And now, with this new information about actually extending life in mammals with resveratrol, I think we can all sit back and go, okay, you know, we know it extended the life of yeast. Who cares? We know extended the lives of worms. Who cares? We know extended the life of flies.
Flies.
Who cares? Yeah. You know, it's like, okay, we know all this stuff, but it's people that are cracking open their wallets and buying this stuff, not, you know, flies and worms and yeast. And now we have research that shows that resveratrol up to, did you say, 16%?
Yes. So in mammals now, it's been shown that sirtuins and that can be induced by resveratrol are actually increasing their lifespan by up to 16%, 15.8, something like
that. So there you go. So, you know, it's a no-brainer for me. And combining the two is a no-brainer. And it's so easy to take them. The resveratrol capsule is one capsule, but it's actually a liquid that's in it. I take it with a meal. You think that's wise? Should I be taking these with meals, or does it matter?
I think it's better to take it with a meal, personally, just because it gets your stomach going, and it's kind of like set and ready to just absorb. So I think maximum absorption occurs at that point. But there's not going to be any harm if you take it without a meal either.
Well, and the only reason why I take it with a meal is because I have this theory that when there's food in your stomach, the pH changes to a less acidic environment because a lot of the acid is working on the food. So it's a good time to kind of sneak things in, so to speak. But that's just my logic. That's my logic.
No, it's good reasoning. Yeah. makes some sense.
So what do you want to say to the audience before we wrap up the interview about the combined effects of metacurcumin and the advanced transresveratrol product that Rev Genetics produces?
I would say that the resveratrol product that we have, our Nitro 250, would be the one that has the tween inside.
That's it.
That we want to point out. But funnily, you know, like I do research on this in this area, and one of the experiments that we were trying to do is comparing, you know, the resveratrol and the curcumin under various conditions and looking at different genes to see the mechanism of how it actually works. And out of curiosity, we decided to look at the sirtuins. We were expecting the resveratrol to activate the sirtuins, but we decided to test also the curcumin since there seems to be a lot of overlap in their function, mm-hmm. and a lot of overlap in the different proteins and targets that they do both carry out and sometimes complement, and many times complement, I should say. We wanted to see, find out if it's doing anything to the sirtuins. And we actually discovered that some of the sirtuins seem to be upregulated with curcumin, namely one that we found was sirtuin 6.
The important one.
Been shown. Yeah. Yes, very, very importantly. And we also saw some other sirtuins that were upregulated and some that were downregulated. So these are initial experiments that we just begun. So we're very excited about the results, and we want to look more into it and compare different individuals and see what exactly is going on. But at this point, it would just be one more thing of or another observation where resveratrol and curcumin are complementing one another, because it was not exactly the same sirtuins for the most part.
One of the things that I did a terrible job on the first time we had you on the show, and I've done it again, is to also embellish your credentials, because there's lots of people out there who say they do research. But first of all, you teach, and you're a visiting scholar at UCLA, correct? Am I correct about that?
Yes. So I've been a visiting scholar at UCLA, and I started my work working on telomerase and longevity of human T cells. And we want to find out how the cells get activated.
AIDS. That's it.
Yes. Another project that I worked on while there at UCLA was, we were looking at AIDS, actually, HIV infections, and how we can improve the infection by stimulating telomerase activity. And we were very successful in that.
Do you think that resveratrol and curcumin have any effect directly on telomerase? Because that's the big thing, you know, that everybody's going after. Not ashwagandha, but the astragalus, right? The isolated astragalus compounds that they're saying affect telomerase. Do you think that these two compounds together somehow affect telomerase?
I believe they do. But I think it's going to be cell-specific in how it actually does it. So if it keeps the integrity of the cell better and it functioning properly, then telomerase is going to be affected. The question is it affecting it directly? And that I do not know.
Right.
And I don't think anybody knows that at this point. But we do know that, for example, resveratrol, and both curcumin and resveratrol actually, have many, many targets. And how those targets, where they make the first initial contact and how it spreads the signaling within the cells, is still, it's a web of connections, and we're still working out the details.
But in the meantime, we can rest assured that these are beneficial for the human condition.
There is no doubt about that.
Yeah, yeah. And that's really,
so much evidence.
We would be waiting forever for science to prove everything, and we missed we missed the boat. Our lives pass, and we missed the boat. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Case in point would be the fact that if you were to look up clinical trials that are going on for both resveratrol and curcumin, you would see that there's over 100 trials, human trials, being carried out with resveratrol for treating all kinds of diseases, and the same thing can be said about curcumin, over 100, spanning all kinds of diseases, from cancer to Alzheimer's to skin disorders, you name it.
Right.
And there's a reason, because these companies that are actually putting up the big bucks to carry out these tests, and it costs a lot of money, they must have had some initial observation that they notice without a doubt that it has a lot of potential, and for them, this means a lot of money. So they're going to put up the big bucks and carry out the tests and carry out these clinical trials, and the fact that there's so many of them is just another point of evidence that these products work.
Yeah.
And if you miss the boat, if you start taking these products later on in life when maybe it's already too late, you missed the boat.
Yeah, no, I agree. Listen, Dr. Valenzuela, thanks again for being on the show today. I know you're very, very busy, and this has been a great discussion.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
Take care.
Okay.
All right, so there you have it. I'm a big believer, and I really worked hard to get RevGenetics as a sponsor because, like many of the other things on this show, I use and believe in the product. So they definitely get my endorsement, and it's also something that Elisa uses as well. I also want to thank Dr. Jeff Galini, All-American Pharmaceuticals and All-American EFX, for the first segment today, Science for Humans. We talked about vitamin B3. If you missed that, download the podcast. It's really good. Could be that niacin will also be beneficial if combined with resveratrol and curcumin. And then, of course, joining us all the way from the U.K., Dr. Rod Mitchell, and the message there is if you're a woman and you're pregnant, don't take Tylenol unless you absolutely have to, because it's clear that it drops. If taken for a prolonged period, up to a week, they looked at one acute dose one day, and then they looked at a week, it dropped testosterone by 45% and affected the size of the seminal vesicle and the size of the testes of the male. If you're planning on having a little boy, you don't want to give him that curse. And the message there is don't just think that Tylenol is safe because it's over the counter and your doctor said you can take it for pain. I hope we've done some good today with the show and you learned something. And thank you for listening to Superhuman Radio. We will see you tomorrow with more.